So who are some of these new faces on Capitol Hill?
We're talking about nearly two dozen lawmakers, and that's just in the House, which has a total of 99 members. Most are Republicans, though Davidson County did elect four Democrats who will start their careers this week as state lawmakers.
Now, we're talking about them as freshmen, but are they really young?
Well, not necessarily. There are a couple of attorneys in the bunch. A handful are military veterans. We've even got a preacher. But business groups are really happy to see that many of the freshmen are small business owners, or, you know, at least they call themselves small business owners. And that's on both sides of the aisle.
It can be easy to see new blood as a good thing. But I'm wondering, is anything lost by not having some of these old hands around, maybe people who had been in part of the legislature for decades who weren't back for this session?
Well, there's certainly plenty of institutional knowledge left. You know, you've got folks like Senator Doug Henry of Nashville. He's been in office for a full four decades. But as small business lobbyist Jim Brown tells me, figuring out the state capitol is not just about finding the bathroom. It can be overwhelming, you know, just from a procedural standpoint. I was talking to freshman state representative Jeremy Durham of Franklin. He says from a policy perspective, it's like having to become an expert in road building, taxes, and, you know, this year in particular, health care. So, there's a serious learning curve.
So I know you've had a chance to speak with House Speaker Beth Harwell. What does she make of all these new members in her caucus?
I'm sure you won't be surprised to hear she thinks it's a great thing, you know, fresh ideas coming in. Now, whether she has them or not, there are definitely some hard feelings among the ranks in the legislature. Several of these new members defeated incumbents in their own party to get these jobs. Now, the most high-profile intra-party squabble involved freshman Representative Courtney Rogers of Sumner County, who, with help from the gun lobby, took down one of Harwell's lieutenants. However, the speaker says, you know, she's ready to work with all of them, and, you know, she seems pretty sincere about it.
They all ran for office for a purpose, so I know that they all have agendas and the reason why they are here to serve the state, and I think that's a good thing. I think that's a good thing. You know, we serve at the pleasure of the citizens, and when they elect a member to this body, I'm going to work with that member.
So with all these freshman lawmakers, are they going through a trial by fire this week, or are they going to be able to hit the ground running?
I wouldn't call it hitting the ground running. This week is still about getting up to speed, you know, just moving into the offices. Committee assignments will be made this week, could be a big deal. And there are some rule changes being proposed. The most talked about is one that limits each House member to 10 bills, which could actually give some of these freshmen a bigger role to play this year. Old timers will quickly hit that cap, that 10-bill cap, and lobbyists will still be looking for people to carry their legislation and will no doubt have to end up turning to a newcomer.
All right. Thanks, Blake.
You're welcome.
Blake Farmer is WPLN's assistant news director. He'll be joining us on Mondays for our weekly Capitol Hill conversation.